Being green can be so sexy. Well, at least you can be sexy and keep it green. Check out the Green Divas Eco Sexy Podcast for ways to keep it green in the bedroom or wherever you like to have sex. Wow. Well, this is really extra exciting. I think I say that about all of our segments because I do love them. But this one is really kind of extra special. We're getting to talk today with Brigitte Mars, who is a medical herbalist, author of many books. But what we're really focusing on today is one of her books, information from one of her books, that's The Sexual Herbalist. Did I say that right?
The Sexual Herbal.
The Sexual Herbal, thank you. Because this is the start of our new Green Divas Natural Healthy Sex segment. Yay! I hope I said that right. Anyway, Brigitte, hello.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So I have not gotten my hands on the book yet, but I know that there's lots of different things, and so we hope to do a series of segments on all these various topics. And what should we talk about today?
Well, I think a really good place to start is in the kitchen and our dining table, and it's about what we eat.
And, of course, that conjures up all kinds of fun images for those of us that have sex on our minds.
Absolutely. So it's good to remember that, you know, everything is part of our health. And, you know, we want every aspect of our being to be in good working order. And, you know, many people complain to me that they have low libido. And I look at the food journals, which is something I do with all my clients. And I see that they're eating a lot of devitalized food. So we need to keep in mind that sexual energy is extra energy.
Right.
And if you're exhausted and depleted, libido is the first thing to go.
Oh, yeah.
So there's ways we can eat that can actually help us to have super energy, not only in the workplace, but in the boudoir as well.
Yeah. And why shouldn't we be having, you know, all kinds of extra energy for fun stuff?
Absolutely. And so, you know, when I wrote the book, The Sexual Herbal, I really investigated the traditions of all around the world. And one of the things that comes up a lot, especially in Asian medicine, is that if we want to have healthy libido, it's important to nourish the kidneys. The kidneys are all about mineral balance in the body, and the kidneys govern our sense of hearing, our bones, our teeth, our hair, and sexual vitality.
Okay.
So one way we can do that is by eating more black colored foods. And of course, I don't
really
mean, yeah, I don't mean like, you know, things that are dyed black, but things that are black naturally that have lots of minerals in them. So things like black chia seeds are one of my favorites.
Okay.
And I don't eat a lot of rice. I eat a high percentage of raw food, but if I, you know, do eat rice, it's always black rice or wild rice.
Right.
And if, you know, if I were to eat beans, I would eat black beans. I also want to turn people on to black quinoa. So it's important to eat a wide variety of colors, but a good place to start, especially when we think about, you know, some good proteinous foods, are these super black foods, which are really high in minerals.
Black sesame seeds, all
yeah.
kinds of. Interesting. So there's some, in the color, there's a different mineral usually in foods that are colored a certain way. They have different mineral makeups, I guess. And so
exactly.
Oh,
and so black has a lot of minerals in it. And, you know, another thing, there's this beautiful philosophy in herbal medicine called the Doctrine of Signatures that says plants tell us what they're good for by the way they look and by the way they grow. So, for example, you know, blueberries are said to be good for the eyes, and kidney beans are good for the kidneys, and seaweed, which, by the way, is another black food,
is good for
the hair, but also for libido. So I think of nuts and seeds, which contain the germ of life. I mean, if you plant a nut or a seed, it could grow into a plant.
Right, right.
So, you know, sexuality is sort of a trick from the divine to get us to procreate. And, of course, we don't always make love with the intention of procreate.
That is its original intended purpose, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if we eat more nuts and seeds, they're certainly going to contain super nutrients like vitamin E and zinc, which are all important for sexual vitality. And one thing that I'd like to say is that if you were to plant a raw sunflower seed, it would have the life force to grow into a 10-foot-tall plant.
Yeah.
But if you planted a roasted, salted, tamarind sunflower seed, it would rot in the ground.
Uh-huh.
So which one is going to give you super libido?
Right. Obviously the raw, you know, whole, raw, the whole bit.
That's right.
Which, you know, some folks are calling that kind of eating naked eating. So it all, naked
Ooh.
Food, right?
And you know what? The better you feel in your body, the more comfortable you are going to be in, you know, getting naked. You're not going to be hiding under layers. Oh, don't look at me. Turn the lights off. So the healthier we get, the more, you know, glad we are that we can share that radiance with another.
So beautifully put. I'm so excited, and I'm hoping that everybody, and how can people find you? And of course, there will be a post with your bio and links to everything so they can find the book, but just give us real quick your website.
Okay, it's www.brigittemars.com, and that is spelled B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E, Mars, M-A-R-S.com.
Perfect. Look for Brigitte's post with more information, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks, Brigitte.
Have a super day and many blessings.
Turned on yet? Well, go to thegreendivas.com. That's T-H-E, greendivas.com, to learn more about this Green Divas Eco-Sexy podcast and find other low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green.